Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We'll be right back. So Delvon Lamar Organ Trio live on the afternoon show here, KEXP. Delvon Lamar on the Hammond B3, Jimmy James on guitar, David McGraw on drums, and you just heard a new song, You Know When I'm Right or Wrong. Right before that, a version of Curtis Mayfield's Move On Up, and that is going to be one of the songs on the upcoming Delvon Lamar Organ Trio live at KEXP album that's coming out on Record Store Day. Super excited about that.
Yeah, us too.
It is beautiful, and we'll talk about that in a sec. But first, I want to just ask a couple questions. Now, Delvon, this project in part came out of an idea from your wife and manager, Amy Novo.
Yes.
Who insisted that she would handle all the business aspects of the band, giving you the freedom and headspace to focus on finding great musicians and putting the right group together and making great music.
Yep.
How important to you in the musical process is it to kind of separate the creativity from the business?
It's pretty important. Like with me, if we were waiting to get anything done, we'd still be in the basement. I write music and I play the organ, and that's it for me. So it's really important to have for any musicians who's trying to expand and follow their dreams and things like that, is to have a representation. It's critical.
Yeah, and being able to focus on the music and making the art.
Yes, absolutely.
So you had been in a number of projects over the years. Given that sort of opportunity and that support, how did you land on Jimmy James and David McGraw?
Well, I've known Jimmy a really long time. I used to play in a band back in the day called the ADD Trio, and we used to play over at the Central every Tuesday night. And I remember Jimmy came out, and nobody knew who he was. He just had a guitar on his back. And we were like, man, get up here and play some songs. And, he played, and he just, wowed the entire audience. It was crazy. I was like, who is this dude? And so I've been a fan of his since then.
No, so that's kind of risky, right? You're up there playing, you got a gig, and some dude's in the audience with the guitar, and you invite him up, right? Did you just feel the vibe? How'd that go down? Was Jimmy showing up every week?
It's one of those things where, so it's hit and miss when you do that.
Yeah.
But I don't know what he was doing. He just ended up in the room with a guitar, and we were feeling like, hey, man, let's get this cat up. And we did.
I want to add one more. I've been a fan of yours, too, for a long time, too, just because I heard you play, but I heard more about you, throughout town for, years. And then, of course, I heard you, of course, and I was like, okay, this guy got a mean left hand and a mean right hand, on the bass and everything. I was like, man, who is, this cat? But it would take years until, we got to this. So
that is really cool. Now, Jimmy, would that be your sort of, your MO? Were you always traveling around with your guitar? Or in this case, were you like, man, I'm grooving on the sound and I want to insert myself. I want to get in the scene. And Chubb specifically.
It was a little bit of both. I was always carrying my guitar everywhere, yeah. Just anywhere that they would let me sit in, and get a chance to play with, musicians older than myself and learn from them, which I'm always learning. I'm still learning, all day, every day. And it was just I just wanted to just get in where I could fit in, and have fun and learn something all the time. And
yeah. How did you end up picking up David?
I don't remember how we actually met, but I remember he can probably tell you that part, but I remember he called me to do a jam at his rehearsal space, and I said, okay, yeah, I'm not doing anything. I go down there, and I was listening to this cat, and I was like, that dude got a strong pocket. I was like, man, it's one of the things that I, in drummers, I look for first and foremost is pocket, man. I don't care what you can do, that pocket has to be there.
And explain for listeners who might not know what's in the pocket mean?
So pocket is like the groove, you know. It's not like, you know, some cats play it sound like they drum soloing behind the band, you know. It's like the pocket. You play that beat, you keep that beat going, and that's the pocket. Just it. And David is Mr. Pocket himself.
When you think of pocket, you know, I mean, easily the person that will always come to mind will be James Brown.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's the man of the one.
Yeah.
So what, I mean, if that's anything, if anybody wants to know James Brown, that's all you have to listen to, and that will tell you what the pocket is.
So, taking a chance, you know, working with other musicians, being open to doing that, to constantly pushing yourself, learning, putting yourself in situations that, I guess you could say it's kind of risky, right? Mm-hmm. Improvisation's that sort of thing too. And I read somewhere that you guys have only formally practiced like 10 times. And that you just get in the groove and play. Is that true? Come on, man.
Our rehearsals are like few and far between. We all got busy lives, and you know, that's always the hard part with getting a bunch of adults in a room is scheduling. And so, but our rehearsals, even though they're few and far between, they're very productive. It's like we come there knowing what we want to accomplish. And when we get there, we lay it down. It's more like fine tuning when we get to rehearsal. And we just, all three of us has a really strong chemistry together. So, you know, that's one thing in itself.
Is that part of where the spirit comes from, too? I mean, is it important to kind of protect that space where you don't want to overplay stuff, you don't want to over-rehearse?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's just our chemistry is, like, kind of off the chart.
And just keeping it raw.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like you don't know what's going to happen, you know. It's just like the weather. You don't know if it's going to be sunny or rainy, but you don't know what's going to happen, but it's going to happen, you know. Yeah. So
for sure in Seattle, too. Maybe that's why we got such a great music scene. So the performance at Little London Plain last year for KXP during the Upstream Music Festival, you were on, and that's like a legendary performance now. I mean, there's two, like, videos, one of which is the warm-up, and then the official performance, and between the two, they've gotten over 1 million views.
Yeah. Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah, didn't see that coming. it was funny too, because we were checking it out, like, when it first went up, and it was just like we were looking, and it's like, oh, we're at 10,000 views. It's like, oh, that's great. And then it's like a week later, I went to check out the video. It's like 50,000. I'm like, whoa, what? And then it just kept blossoming. And that was a great performance. I had a really good time doing that.
Yeah, it's cool. And people really connected with that performance. It's really fun to read the comments. And I recommend listeners go check that out on our YouTube channel, because just great comments, great vibe from those performances. And we are so psyched that it's coming out on Record Store Day. So you hooked up with Coal Mine Records. They reissued your debut album, Close But No Cigar, that mm-hmm. came out again mm-hmm. in March. Mm-hmm. I think that's done really well for them. And then this is coming out on Record Store Day as a Record Store Day release. So again, people can pick it up and hear it and look at it on red vinyl. Packaging is awesome, by the way. But Coal Mine's a really cool label. So how did you hook up with those guys? They're in Ohio, right?
Yeah, they're based in Ohio. How it happened is, I remember a long time ago, we were playing, we weren't playing, not this particular group, but I was at a Monophonics show, and I saw they were on Coal Mine. That's the first I've heard of Coal Mine. And another friend of mine said, man, you guys would be good on Coal Mine Records. So later on, we ended up doing a gig with The Dip and up in Bellingham, and we gave them our album to give to Coal Mine. And as well as David McGraw ended up sending our album to them. But, you know, my wife, Amy Noble, when she got in contact with me over the phone, originally they were just going to release the 45 and they wanted that. And, you know, Amy worked her magic. She was just like, I was on speakerphone, so I remember. And she was like, you guys don't want to go and run and release this album. Trust me. And so they said, oh, we'll think about it. And she was on the phone with those cats for like an hour, hour and a half. And then they called a couple of days later and they're like, yeah, we'll re-release that album. And it kind of just blossomed.
Yeah. Good for them. Good for your wife, Amy, too. And to all the musicians out there listening, man, it works. You never know when you're going to make that connection.
Yeah.
It's the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio here on the Afternoon Show, KEXP. How about some more songs?
Yeah.
Cool.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details. Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Thank you.
We'll
It's the Del Von Lamar Organ Trio live here on the afternoon show. KEXP sounding so, so good, man. The Hammond B3 just makes life better.
It does. Until you move it.
Really does. So, the Record Store Day release coming out in about 3 weeks on April 21st. Again, Del Von Lamar Trio. Organ Trio live on KEXP, and that's from the Upstream Music Festival last May, and from Little London Plain. Really excited about that release coming out. So we just heard Raymond Brings the Greens. That is from the album Close But No Cigar. Right before that, Brother James, a brand new unreleased track. So thanks for a couple unreleased tracks, too. You mind doing one more?
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Thank you so much. Delvon Lamar, Organ Trio, live on KEXP. Yeah, it's awesome having you. That was Al Greenery. That is from Close But No Cigar, the record that came out earlier this year on Coal Mine Records. And the upcoming release is Delvon Lamar Organ Trio live at KEXP. That is coming out on Record Store Day. We're super psyched about that. And you got some good gigs coming up, too. Looks like the summer is pretty full.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're, you know, we got in July, we're going to Europe for a couple weeks. Doing the Monterey Jazz Festival, Montreal Jazz Festival. We're pretty much all over the country.
High Sierra as well.
Oh, yeah, High Sierra.
Is that the Joshua Tree Music Festival, that one, or is that different?
Oh, no, that's a different festival.
Yeah.
A lot of festivals.
Well, have a great time. You're also playing Sonic Boom on April 12th, April 14th at the Dakota Jazz Club in Minneapolis. And then on the 21st of April for Record Store Day, Plaid Room Records, a record store owned by the Coal Mine label.
Yeah.
So, again, thanks, Tones, for being on the show today. Sounded great, awesome, love it. And huge thanks as well to Jim, Justin, and Scott, recording video, Coco on photos, Kevin and Matt on engineering and board opping, Jen, Jackie, Kelsey, and all the donors that make sessions like this one with the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio possible. So Delvon Lamar, Jimmy James, David McGraw, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It is the Afternoon Show, KEXP, Seattle.
Discover new music at KEXP.org.